This is the Get Better Everyday podcast with Matt Gouget. Actionable advice from real-life superheroes who, just like you, are in relentless pursuit of the best version of themselves. Whether you're just getting started or have been at it for years, my hope is that this podcast injects you with some positive energy to continue doing what brings you joy. Join me as I interview the best of the best in business, sports, and life. Let's grow together.
Hi, I'm Alex.
And I'm KJ.
And we're the producers of the Get Better Everyday podcast.
Do you like podcasts? Well, then hit us up. IkePodcastNetwork.com. We'll help you build your show.
Get Better Everyday podcast with Matt Gouget, live and direct from UWM, the number one overall lender in the country, with my buddy Matt Ishbia. How you doing, brother?
Hey, great to be here with you. Everything good?
Yeah, that's good, man. So since we talked last, we talked about a year ago, a couple things have happened. The big things that I think about: UWM became the number one overall lender in the country, and you did a little thing. You bought a NBA sports franchise.
Yeah.
How's that going?
No, it's been great. It's been a great year. You know, obviously UWM keep winning every day, trying to improve ourselves, and got to where we're at, and every day we're still pushing every day. And then obviously being able to buy the Phoenix Suns and Mercury, buying a, you know, men's and women's basketball team, and it's been a passion thing for me, and I love basketball, and so having a great time with it so far, and excited to see this season play out and continue to be involved with all those details and have a lot of fun with it.
That's awesome, man. It sounds like a lot of fun from a guy who loves basketball. I grew up going to Sacramento Kings games with my grandma. Been a Kings fan all my life. I know your passion and love for basketball, so I got to imagine, like, it's just exciting, right?
Oh, it's super exciting, you know, being involved with it and seeing these great players on our team and other teams and seeing them compete, and at the same time being involved with a lot of business decisions, because you make business decisions on the business side and on the basketball side, and understanding all aspects of it. It's just been really a eye-opening and fun thing I've been able to do and be involved with, and, you know, this is my first full year doing it, so I'm excited about it.
Yeah, still learning, I'm sure. And it seems like you've come full circle. I know about your history with Michigan State, growing up playing basketball. A lot of the lessons you learned from Izzo, you've incorporated running UWM for the last 20 years, and now it's back to basketball. And probably some of the stuff that you learned in business over the last 20 years from UWM in the basketball world. Is there anything so far in this first year that, you know, you've come across where you're like, oh, you know what? I'm going to be a better owner. I'm going to be a better, you know, make some great businesses based on what I learned at UWM.
Yeah, so many things. You know, for my first year as being an NBA owner and WNBA owner, I've learned so much that applies from the mortgage business, applies to basketball. Just like I learned the things I learned from Tom Izzo and Michigan State basketball applied to mortgage, and now it applies, the mortgage stuff applies back to business is business, and treating people is treating people. And so, like, what I learned and what I'm seeing is the attention to detail, showing people you care about them, whether it's the marketing person or the superstar basketball player. Everyone wants that feeling, and you got to do that and be in the weeds of your business. You got to be involved with every detail to be successful, and you got to show people that you care and you love it. And so a lot of that stuff translates. It translates to all types of business. It doesn't have to be basketball, mortgages, any business. Showing people that you're in the weeds of it, that you care and that you love it, and that you're here to serve your clients. And for me, in the basketball business, my clients are the fans, right? And at the same time, in the community. And at the same time, in the mortgage business, it's mortgage brokers, helping them succeed. And so helping people succeed is a lot of fun, and you know, usually when you have a success like that, you know, money will follow. So I'm real big on, like, even the basketball stuff, we're not focused on money, we're focused on being successful. Let's go win, let's go have success, and money will follow. And if it doesn't, it's okay, because we're having a lot of fun doing it anyways.
Awesome, man. Yeah, and for, you know, the Get Better Everyday listener, people think about getting better every day. I know one of your mantras is client experience, and I know, you know, you've said it before, and it's already, you know, shown itself in Phoenix, what you've done with UWM and, you know, creating raving fans and great client experience for brokers and for the end consumer. I know you're going to do that in Phoenix. I'm part jealous as a Sacramento Kings fan, because I know cool stuff is coming. You know, 3 million people in Phoenix can now watch the game for free. What else do you have planned? And I'm thinking through the eyes of a kid.
Yeah,
well, my six-year-old self is a Sacramento Kings fan.
By the way, that's how I'm thinking of all the things. So the stuff in Phoenix Suns and the Mercury is, I'm a fan first. Yeah, I'm the owner or whatever you want to call it. But, like, I look at it, I work for the fans, and I was a fan. So, like, what would I want if I was a fan? I want to compete. I want us to try to put the best team out there. I want to watch all the games. So before, 600,000 households could watch it, and they all had to pay. Now 3 million households, and it's free for everybody. Yeah, is that a negative P&L decision for the owner? Yeah, but it's the right business decision, right? Fan decision. So everything's through the fans. Like, how do I make the experience for fans better? We had an open practice before the season. We filled up the whole place for a practice. Like, how do we make it so that the fans, it's their team, it's not my team. You know, I work for the community, I work for the fans, is how I look at it. And so there's a lot of things. You know, we're making the experience to get in and out of the stadium easier and smoother. We you know, made it so that you can, the grab and grow food stuff, like we did, the food quality is better. Like, all aspects. We throw out more t-shirts than anyone, like everything. We want to make it so the kids go home with a smile. We can't win all 82 games, but you can make it so every time someone comes in that arena, they remember it in a positive way. They have a fun time. They cheer the Phoenix Suns on and Mercury. And so we're really excited about that.
Yeah, you'd be surprised how much a t-shirt, a little basketball, a mascot running up and down the stands. Because I'm at Sacramento Kings fans, and I'm, you know, a business owner. So I'm looking at it from the business standpoint, like, wow, you know, that kid, that experience that I just saw, he's going to be a Sacramento Kings fan for the next 40 years. So excited for Phoenix Suns fans and yeah, the kids and the adults and everybody in that space. I want to transition to the mortgage side. Number one lender in the country, and you guys have been the number one in wholesale for a long time, but the number one overall, I know is a big deal to you. I watched a clip recently from, I think it was probably June of 21. You were on CNBC and you called your shot. You said, we're going to be the number one overall lender in the country by 2024. And it was funny because Kramer's response was like, hey, Rockets at $320 billion. You guys are at $180. That's a big spread, man. And so tell me a little bit about the last few years. I know it as a mortgage broker, all the support and all the stuff that you've poured into us. But what has that been like from UWM side, becoming the number one overall lender?
Yeah, so it's a huge honor to be the number one overall lender. And obviously, it's a highly competitive market, but it's more of a credit to the mortgage brokers, companies like yourself, people that like you that are out there winning, doing great things, hustling, because you're providing consumers great value, faster, easier, cheaper. And my job is to help support you doing that. And so as you grow, as mortgage brokers grow, we grow. And so people going out there and learning about what's the best way to get a mortgage is through a mortgage broker. And so educating consumers, educating people, educating real estate agents. And it's been an awesome, awesome process. We've been the number one wholesale lender for 9 straight years. And now this will be the second straight year being the number one overall lender. And yeah, when I was on Jim Cramer's show, you know, he thought I was crazy. He's like, this says you're like, that's kind of a lofty goal. And the reality is, of course, it's a lofty goal, but you set big goals and you work towards them. And the only way you can do anything and achieve anything in life is with a great team. And I've got a great team of people at UWM. I got great partners like yourself, mortgage brokers throughout America. And as a team, we've done this together. It's not a Matt Ishbia Award. It's not a UWM Award. It's a team award. And I'm real big on team. Everything starts with the team, and everything finishes with the team. And so it's an honor. And at the same time, there's no guarantee you're that tomorrow. So every day you got to outwork everyone. And that's the mentality. Like, which I love your podcast, is get better every day. That's what I'm about. Like, I talk about it, and you've probably heard me speak. I'm like, today I'm the worst CEO I'm going to be for the next 30 years, because I'm going to get better every day from now on. Like, I'm great today, I think, but I can be better. I'm going to get better and better. And so that mentality is how we think at UWM. It's how we're going to think with the Phoenix Suns and Mercury. Like, how do we get better every single day? How do we improve? And that's what it's all about.
Never relax. Yeah, I driving in, Mitch from my team, we're driving, and we see number one lender in the country, not done yet.
That's right.
And so my question too, you know, get better every day, and we're striving towards big goals. And you set a big goal, number one overall lender in the country, you achieve the goal. I know how it feels to chase a goal and to be hungry and the drive that it takes, right? Once you've reached the mountaintop, how do you continue to motivate, you know, not just your leadership team and account executives, but, you know, everybody? There's 7,000 people in the organization that Matt Ishbia can be as fired up as he wants to be. How do you continue to motivate everybody to go out there and continue to win championship after championship?
Well, because that wasn't the end goal. So, like, you hit different iterations of goals. That's one of the things that we're proud of. But the real goal is educating consumers and helping mortgage brokers dominate this market. And right now, mortgage brokers, although they're the fastest, easiest, cheapest way to get a mortgage, they're less than 25% of the market. And so it's like, wow, what an opportunity. I can't wait till we get them to 30, 40, 50, 60%. Because every day we help that grow, we're helping thousands of consumers save $9,000, $10,000 per mortgage, right? And so I feel really good and special that I can make an impact. Like, I'm bigger than just, oh, no one's going to remember, like, on my gravestone, how many mortgages we did. No one cares, right? But how many people did we help? What impact did I make on people's lives? And so My goals are all still in front of me. I still have a long ways to go to where I want to be. I'm 43 years old, and I got a long ways to go to build where I want to build and what we want to accomplish in the mortgage business, and of course in the basketball business now too.
Awesome, awesome. So get better every day. Once you've achieved the number one overall lender, it sounds like the next goal is just market share for brokers.
Yeah, definitely. You know, like we want to be number one by more, so we're going to elevate and escalate and dominate more. But we want the brokers to grow. And as the brokers grow, if we keep serving our brokers, we'll continue to be number one. That'll be like a afterthought, right? But it's all about the mortgage brokers, which are my partners, my clients. How do I help them succeed? How do I help them win? How do I help them get better every day? And if they continue to do that and they follow my lead and our lead, they'll grow, we'll grow, consumers will be benefited, and everybody wins. And that's what we're about.
Awesome, awesome. I want to transition to family. I know how important family is to you. We're the same age, still young men.
Yep.
I think your oldest is about a year younger than my oldest. In terms of getting better every day, what's the focus? And I've heard you speak on it, and I know that there's, you know, dedicated time and whatnot with the kiddos, but how do you run a mortgage business, own a basketball team and involve with that, and get better every day as a father?
Yeah, well, the get better every day as a father is not a negotiable, right? Like I have to be a great father. I'm divorced, so I have my kids half the time, and I don't have them half the time. And even the times I don't have them, like I don't have them tonight, but I'm coaching my daughter's fourth grade girls basketball game tonight when I leave here, and you know, going to her cheer competition tomorrow. And so I have three kids, 12, 10, and 9, boy, girl, boy, and we have the best time. And I value every minute. And so the big part about this, about getting better every day, which I think kind of ties to your whole podcast and your whole message, is like every minute matters. I get 24 hours in a day. How many hours am I going to sleep, which is basically wasting? I know you have to sleep, but it's wasting those times. And how do I use the other 18 hours outside of the 6 hours that I'll sleep? And time with my children. You know, I called my kids today before school. They were driving with their mother to school, and I called and talked to my kids and just checked in with them and see what they're doing and what they're focused. Like, and like the time with the kids is so important. So getting better as a father every day is just like anything, by the way. You got to set goals, right? What is your goal with your kids? And like, I do that. I do set goals with my kids, not for them to know, but for me to know. Like what do I want to do with my kids? I want to have 60 amazing experiences with my children this year. How do I create 60? That's more than one a week. What do I got to do? Is that take them to a ball game? Is that taking them to a movie? Is that having a special dinner with them? And then how do I have one-on-one times? And like, I track it and I try to get better. Does that mean I'm a great father? No, but it means I'm better than if I wouldn't have been doing those things.
Right.
And so I do little things all the time with my kids. I put my phone in airplane mode, you know, so when I'm with my kids, those 4 hours of my time from 5:30 or 6, we'll call it, to 9:30 or 10 after work, those 4 hours are as good as anybody's minutes in the country. Because
yeah.
Like I'm completely engaged with them. I'm not looking at texts and emails. I'm looking at what can I do? Like we're watching a stupid movie, SpongeBob, or watching some stuff. Like I'm watching it with them and I'm laughing with them and I'm caring about them. I'm not half on my phone, half doing the laundry. I'm all in. And so I really believe in time management, and that's part about getting better every day. How do you manage your time is a direct correlation to your success in life.
I agree 1,000%. And like you said, you know, takeaway for listeners, if you're effective and engaged and focused and present, like you said, 3 or 4 hours a day, put that up against somebody's 10 hours where they're zoned out, they're watching something else on the TV, or they're scrolling their phone, and you know, the kids are in the other bedroom playing. Like, that's not time. You might be home with your kid for 10 hours, but you're with them 19 minutes.
And apply that to business too, right? So think about your minutes of your day. Like I think multitasking is a myth. I don't think it really exists. I can't be on this podcast but also texting my kid. Like, I'm not doing one of them well or both of them well, to be honest. And so my minutes of my day at the mortgage company, it's complete focus on what I'm doing for these 2 hours. Is I'm calling clients, I'm touching base, I'm calling you, I'm calling someone else, checking in with someone, or I'm going to go in a meeting. I have no technology. I'm not half on my phone and half listening. And same thing with my kids. Like, I'm not half on my phone and half, like, I'm with my kids for those hours because I don't have that many hours with them. And neither does anyone. You only get so many years in your life and only days in your life with your kids.
Right, right, yeah. I was going to transition to challenging market. You brought up coaching your fourth grade daughter, and I've coached some young kids playing basketball, and you know, so I can relate. You talk about challenges, right? Coaching a fourth grade team, you know, just kids that young, corralling them all and getting them on the same page has got to be a challenge, I imagine.
It's fun. I love it. You know, it's a challenge, but it's a fun challenge because, you know what? It's not about basketball. Of course, we try to win, and we do win most of the time. However, it's about teaching them like little things. So it's like, hey, when your teammate misses a shot, we say, good try. Let's get it next time. When someone makes a shot, we high five. The girls on the bench, we're standing up up and cheering when someone makes a shot. It's not like we're not sitting there not paying attention. And so little life lessons is like, you guys know everyone's name, right? Like, let's make sure we call each other's name and tell them good job. Like, those are life lessons. Those aren't girls' basketball lessons. And right. So I look forward to it. Like the parents that want me to like teach them how to be a WNBA player. Like that's not what we're doing here, right? And or even when I coach the boys, it's not being an NBA player. It's about teamwork and working together and having fun and enjoying the sport and getting better every day, as you say.
Right. Yeah, I love that too. And I love how, you know, through this podcast, through talking to people, I learned something, because I've coached my 10-year-old son since they were first and second grade, so probably 6 and 7 years old, and I probably got a little bit too like into like, how do I help them become better basketball players? But of course, you know, cheering them on, giving them some self-confidence. And I've got some random questions to fire at you, if you don't mind.
Let's do it.
You recently had shoulder surgery?
I did.
Okay. Yeah. I had thought to myself, like, I'm just curious. If Matt Ishbia, you know, 23 years removed from Michigan State basketball, shot 10 free throws, how many would you make? And I'm asking, and I prefaced it with the shoulder surgery, because I don't know if that's going to affect the shot.
Well, right now I can't shoot. I can't. I just had it a couple months ago. So, but if I'm shooting 10 free throws, I'm making 8.
Okay.
Maybe can 9. You know, if you give me a little bit of chance to warm up, I'll probably make 8 or 9.
Okay. Yeah. You ever go one on one with your oldest? The oldest is Joey, right?
The oldest is Ben. My youngest is Joey.
Ben, yep. Joey. Yeah.
So yeah, I go one on one against him, and I play him right now with just my left hand. And you know, and I'm at that balance of like, you want him to win because you want him to continue to enjoy it, but I also want to beat him because I don't like to lose
right.
anything.
Yeah.
So I'm at that balance, but he thinks he can beat me, but he can't.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, same thing for my 14-year-old. Sorry, Ryan, but like sometimes I let you win because I don't want to beat you too bad, and I got you by 85 pounds or something, so I could still, you know, kind of use the body weight. And so, yeah, I was going to ask, when do you think the age is when Ben can truly beat you one-on-one?
You know, I'm competitive, you know, but he's pretty good. My son is a pretty good basketball player. So I think probably when he gets to probably about 15, right now he's 12, he turns 13 the next month or two. So I think probably when he's 15 or 16, he'd probably be able to get me. But I might have to work on my game a little bit to take him down. You know, I got some old man tricks. I can, you know, use my body, make some moves and do some things.
Yeah. I continue to get better every day just so I can keep up with Ryan and Ethan, my two boys. So my 14-year-old's playing AAU. He's a freshman in high school. So he's going to play basketball. He's a redheaded kid. He's got the Herder jersey on for Halloween. He looks like Herder. The people in the King Stadium yell at him. They go, Herder, little Herder. You know, it looks like it.
That's
so
awesome.
So if you and Ben played me and Ryan 2-on-2, you think you guys get us?
Ooh, I don't know. It sounds like Ryan's a pretty good player.
Yeah.
I don't know how much you play anymore, but I bet it'd be a good game.
How often do you play?
I don't play much anymore, but I can still play a little bit.
Before the shoulder surgery, you ever get around and run in here?
Not really, but every once in a while. You know, and like I said, I put more with my kids, but if I got a week or so to get back in shape, I think I'd be all right.
All right, cool. All right, well, I appreciate your time. I want to end it with just a question about the future, about getting better every day. What would be, you know, maybe a North Star in life as a whole? If you could project into the future, 65-year-old Matt Ishbia, and you could talk about family, you could talk about sons, you could talk about UWM, and I'd love to hear about all three. What does, you know, call it 2050 look like for you?
Yeah, that's a great question. So, you know, 2050, what would that be? So, you know, UWM, you know, transforming the mortgage world to making so mortgage brokers are the dominant force, and at the same time, that helps more and more consumers. So making the mortgage process faster, easier, cheaper. Mortgages are crazy. It takes 40 days. Obviously, as you know, you do a mortgage and we do mortgages together, it's 15 days, 20 days. How do you make it in hours? Right? How do you, like, no one wants a mortgage. They want the house. So how do you make it faster, easier, cheaper? And so transforming the world in the mortgage world and helping mortgage brokers succeed would be the goal in 2050, you know, long term with it. And you know, from a basketball perspective with the Suns and Mercury, it's winning multiple championships. Like, how do we, you know, Phoenix Suns have never won a championship. And so we want to change that. And, you know, so in 27 years, how many championships can we win? Like, we're going to try to win championships. We're going to try to compete every year. And then Mercury have won multiple championships. How do we do that and take that and elevate the women's basketball game as well? And so those are some things I'd be thinking about. And from a family perspective, happiness, and a big part of happiness is having your kids be successful. So I'd love my kids to, whether they work with me at the mortgage company or the Mercury or Suns, or find something they're passionate about, but being productive adults. And hopefully by then, maybe they'll have some grandkids and really just enjoy life. And so, you know, happiness is always the goal. People focus on money, and yeah, I've earned money, you've earned money, people have earned money, but money is not the goal. Money makes happiness easier. Happiness is the goal. And how do you make happiness happen? It's from fulfilling relationships, memory making, a lot of different things. And so that's the goal for me.
Awesome, man. I'm looking forward to watching the how it plays out, and looking forward to watching my Sacramento Kings beat the Phoenix Suns in the Western Conference Championship.
Hopefully we play each other. That'd be a great season. I know Sacramento's got a great team. So.
Yep. Great. Thanks, Matt. Thanks, appreciate you, brother.
Appreciate you.
This is Matt Gougeot. Just wanted to give you a quick thank you for listening to the Get Better Every Day podcast. Hopefully you're inspired to go out there and get better every day. If you could, please do us a huge favor and leave a 5-star review if you found any value in this. Share it with your friends. Again, thanks for listening, and go out there and get better every day.